Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase. Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever it works for you.
Feels like the perfect weekend for an avid sports fan to just sort of veg on the couch. We'll see what Sam Paniatovich has planned as he joins us now on the Western Hotline, the host of Bet Sweats, weekday mornings 9 to noon. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And also you can hear Sam's show with Joe Ostrowski on the aforementioned Bet Sweats, weekday mornings on the Bet 1520 here in Buffalo. So, Sam, right? I mean, we're just going to get a couple bags of chips, maybe, you know, a case of beer, whatever you need to get you through the weekend. I got to think that's what you have planned.
I know what you're doing, and I don't like it.
which day being unavailable, you'll tell us why you're unavailable to do any of that. Which day is worse of the two?
So, if you don't know the backstory, and why would you, unless you listen to Bet Sweats, I am officiating a wedding in Chicago on Sunday, and I was honored to be asked. I found out 6 months ago, had everything booked out. You know, you book that stuff, and then you revisit it when we get closer.
Mm-hmm.
This week I realized not only is it NFL Sunday, but I have to officiate at 4 p.m., which is right when football starts to get good on Sundays.
Yeah.
So I travel tomorrow, miss basically the entire day. I will be able to watch Oregon, Penn State, Bama, Georgia, but miss the whole college football slate for the most part, and then be at a wedding. They're telling me that pictures start at 10 a.m. Oh, boo-hoo pictures. Man. I'm so over it.
You sent me the rundown for tomorrow, and it gave me a headache, and it also like made my liver hurt. Because I just can't imagine a day like that beginning as early as it's beginning and going as late as it's going to go that isn't just going to be soaked in liquor.
The problem is that because I have to officiate the wedding, I can't get as buckled as I want to.
Yeah.
That's the issue. And Joe said, well, why do you have to go early if you're officiating the wedding? Well, I'm doing that hybrid role where I stand up in the wedding and then officiate the wedding.
Right.
But if I don't talk to this wedding until 4 p.m., I can't be slipping shots in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
How did you come to be qualified to officiate weddings, if I may ask?
I am a Universal Life Church officiant. Let's get it proper, Mike. That's my official title.
Okay.
It took me 45 seconds. I did it online. It was very easy.
And so this is paying work. I mean, this is something where we can hire you. If we need somebody for this, we can hire Sam.
I believe I'm legal in all 50 U.S. states and Mexico.
Like when Ross Tucker comes on and promotes his frontpagestory.com and his other various things, you know, this could be what we promote of Sam. And by the way, if you need somebody to officiate your wedding.
I love all this that I'm learning about Sam. I mean, this officiating a wedding and whatever you just said about the title you have, because I didn't memorize it. I don't want to say it out of order and get yelled at. But last week, Sam and I were having a back and forth after I got off the show. And I don't want to tell the whole backstory, but the word Chihuahua came up as we were talking. And Sam used it first, and it was spelled correctly. And I wrote back to him, did you just know how to spell Chihuahua? Are you a Chihuahua guy? Do you have a Chihuahua that you carry in a little pouch when you go to the grocery store? Like, what's the deal? And he sends me back a picture of two plaques from Spelling Bee wins.
Love that.
I'm just like, this is the greatest text exchange I've ever had in my life.
Love that. You're a speller.
Right?
I love a speller.
I lost in fifth grade, though, because they rigged it against me. So I won it in third, won it in fourth. And then they gave me rhubarb in fifth grade. What fifth grader knows there's an H in rhubarb? It was rigged, I tell you.
Yeah.
I lost my fifth grade spelling bee, final two, with Nicole York. back and forth, extra ends, you know, the whole thing, just mm-hmm. two of us banging out words, whole packed auditorium of parents. And the word I lost on was meanness, one N. Mm. My version of meanness was one N,
yeah.
And I lost.
That's tough on there.
No trophies, no certificate. I don't know.
Sam, I sort of feel like you having a last name that's could be as challenging to spell is probably an advantage. Because once you learned how to spell your own name, everything else had to be cake.
I don't think I've ever told you this story, and I love that we can go here because I love talking about this stuff with you guys. So when I get out to Vegas and work for VSiN, Musburger's the head of it and the face of it, Brent Musburger, legend. First time he tosses to me in the sports book, it's March Madness. And Brent knew my name was Sam. He knew I was from Chicago, but I don't think he had ever seen my name on paper before. So he looks down and sees Panayotovich, 12 letters, Panayotovich. And Brent had clearly never seen this name before. So he picks up the copy and goes, we're going to send it over to the sports book and find our guy. Windy City Sam, live in the store.
Oh.
He pivoted on a dime, and I thought to myself, and I was laughing when I took the toss because I realized how brilliant it was. He wasn't going to butcher it,
right?
And he pivoted to Windy City Sam.
That is a pro right there. That's what that is.
That's a cop out, if you ask me. First time Sam was on with us, I just pounded it out. But okay. I'm not Brent Musburger. Either of you guys, by the way, watch any of the Breakfast at Bethpage this morning from 6 to 7 on Peacock?
I was not up that early, no.
Colin Jost hosted it. It had very much an SNL vibe to it. I mean, other people from the show were on. And they had a reporter ask, you know, crazed USA Golf fans. They asked one guy to spell DeChambeau. And he went, D-E-S. Like, nope. And this was very like making fun of the fans. Colin Jost then said, we're going to ask them to tell us what USA stands for later in the show. Like really harsh sort of toward these people who were out there before it was even the sun was up. Let's get to it here, Sam. So week 4, the Bills, a massive favorite against New Orleans, 15.5. Anything you want to do with this game?
Some of the guys have talked about using it in Survivor. It's very difficult to get involved with a number that big, although we did see this thing get near 17, and I don't want to say wise guys, but numbers guys took the points. They took the 17 and the 16.5. We're sitting about 15.5 everywhere for the most part. No interest. I mean, Buffalo could very easily be up 21-0 and then pull the starters. I mean, why do you need to prove anything in the third, fourth quarter against maybe the worst team in the NFL? It's just tough. It's tough to handicap. It's tough to have an edge. The total's 48. I don't know what to do with that. I have no idea what we're going to get from the Saints offense. And I also don't know like how serious the Bills are taking this game. Like, what would you guys do with 17, 16, 15 point spreads?
Not go near it.
Yeah.
For the reasons you just said. I mean, I'm comfortable. I'm not worried that the Bills are going to be in danger of losing this game, but I don't know that I want to assume that they'll win by 16.
Well, what I like about the Bills' side here is they've had a number of these games in the last few years where they haven't covered. Like, they're not automatic to cover, including their last game. Like, I had Miami last week, but the reason I went there is because they've played close games with the Dolphins at home. Like, it's not like the Bills are always blowing them out. And, you know, you've kind of liked Miami a little bit going into the season, or maybe that was just sort of a week one overreaction point. But, you know, division rival. The Saints team, I just can't see it. And so I think maybe the numbers are pronounced enough, like in recent years, they're going to be something like 5-5 maybe in these kind of spreads. So there might be more cause to take them and to give the points because the Saints might be really terrible.
They're horrible. If you made me say, all right, you need to pick a side, I would go Buffalo before I would go New Orleans, but I have not bet a single dollar on it. Let me be very clear about that. If you wanted something fun maybe to think about, let's assume that it is a blowout. I don't know if it's by 17 or 21 or 28 or whatever. I assume we're going to see some backup running backs in the game. How about Ray Davis to score a touchdown 4-1? Ty Johnson 6-1? Like, that's kind of what I'm thinking. But again, I haven't done anything with the game.
Kendre Miller. Take Kamara out, trade him, and let's see some Kendre Miller, who's been sitting on my bench in fantasy for like 2.5 years now, it feels like. Sam Panayotovich on the Western Hotline. Best bet of the weekend in the NFL is what?
Chiefs, I think, 2.5. wise guys came in right away, took three. This number goes up, you know, as we all know, it goes up the Sunday before. So this line's been up for several days now. And the first number was three, and it went bye-bye almost instantaneously. Some guys have laid it back, but I'm looking at the board right now. It's basically 2.5 everywhere. 1-3 at the Superbook in Vegas. There's this love for Mahomes as a dog. But for me, it's love for added speed to the offense because Xavier Worthy's going to play. And I know he's only one player, and we say, oh, receivers aren't worth that much. That guy is a game changer, literally. The speed, the deception, all the different things he can do, and it puts those other guys in their regular roles. Like, you're not relying on Tyquan Thornton and Hollywood Brown to be your best receiver. So I think Worthy's going to be just fine. I think he's been resting up to this game to be ready for this game. We know Mahomes has been unbelievable as a dog in his career. And if you're into the teaser game where you can move a game 6 points with something else, I mean, talk me out of a Kansas City +8.5 and a Green Bay -1 teaser. I don't know who blows that one up, but it feels pretty good.
I think, and maybe this is a little easy, Kansas City wins if it's close, but I would not want to bet that teaser because Baltimore could just beat them like 31-10, I think. I feel like the Ravens could do that. Because the Chiefs, but you know, if you're right about Worthy, I just wonder about the timing. Like, he's missed games here. He's coming off a dislocated shoulder. I guess I want to assume he's fully healthy because that's what we're getting here. He's practicing in full. But can they, like, sort of, Thornton was playing that role and they were getting a little bit out of Thornton. We'll see. I'm worried about starting Worthy this week in fantasy, Sam. Like, I don't know what I'm getting. I know Baltimore has been getting, you know, blasted on defense though. So I guess I want sort of a blowout game, or not a blowout, but a shootout game script there.
Okay. You said 31-10, but you want a shootout. I'm confused.
No, I think Baltimore could win like that because I'm not sure Worthy is going to make that kind of a difference like day one back. But for purposes of like Worthy in fantasy, you know, give me Baltimore's 31 points and see if like the Chiefs will race with them. Then I would get there on Worthy. But I guess I'm going to have to decide.
Total in the game is 48.5. It seems a little low, honestly, given Baltimore's defense. I mean, Baltimore's given up 41, 38, and even the Brownies got 17 on them. And Flacco had a couple miscues in that game, to say the least. Looking at their injury report, it doesn't sound good for Matabuke on the D-line. I don't think he's going to play. Van Noy still hurt. You know, that's a defense that was searching for answers in the secondary, too. In that Buffalo game and in that game against Detroit. We'll see. I did hear in the room today the Ravens are one of the most popular sides. That made me smile from ear to ear. The room on our show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase. Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever it works for you.
The most public bets of the week, and they're getting destroyed. And the room is on the Ravens, which was nice to find out live.
Our listeners learned yesterday, if they didn't hear it from you, the room was on under receiving yards for Torrey Horton last night. He caught one pass for 10 yards. Did my A.J. Barner pick get to you?
No, I must have missed that one, Mike.
This is 2 weeks in a row. This show has given you depth tight ends scoring touchdowns.
Joe came on and asked about, like, you guys have a guy tonight, and I mentioned Barner. And so we lucked out there. That was 6.5-1, maybe, something like that.
And that was that the first touchdown of the game, too?
It was, but I don't bet first
just
touchdown.
Just like Haas was, right? No, Haas was not.
Ollie Gordon was the first touchdown right. In that game, which would have been pretty cool, too. Right. I don't like first touchdown. Who knows? Just anytime is
so,
good enough for me.
Even though you're not going to be able to watch any of it because you're going to be traveling tomorrow, you've been on the money here with us on this show on college. What do you got cooking tomorrow?
College has been really good. There's a kiss of death from you and from me. Perfect. Bama. Bama's going to win. Ty Simpson's going to have a monster game. I've been texting with guys in Vegas that not only book but bet professionally, and they all have the same sentiment, which is very, very interesting. They think that Alabama's better. and they have Alabama 3 to 4 points higher on a power rating. And when you move the game to Athens, they're saying the game should be a pick 'em. Well, Bama's sitting as a 3-point dog right now. They're plus 130 on the money line. They have a quarterback that's very good, Ty Simpson. A lot of people don't know about him. They've got NFL talent at receiver. Oh, by the way, this Georgia defense gave up almost 500 passing yards to Tennessee. This could be a big one for DeBoer, who's been very good, by the way, guys, as an underdog. Kalen DeBoer has been an underdog 11 times. 8 of those games, he's won outright. So I'm looking at Bama. I think they're going to win, and I would take the plus 3 and the money line. Now, plus 130 you could find.
And quickly, I know you've been keen on the Penn State-Oregon line movement or lack thereof this week. What is it? Where do you think it'll end?
I don't think we get to 3. I know guys that are willing to blast, I was told, blast Penn State if it ever got to 3. One guy said he was going to bet 20,000 on it if he could lay 3. So when you hear that, you're like, oh, okay, interesting. And you notice that line really hasn't come to 3. It's gone the other way. I see Chris right now offshore is at 4. There's a reason that's 3.5, guys. There's a reason it's 3.5, not 3. And you're going to hear a lot of this today and tomorrow. James Franklin doesn't win big games. You're going to hear it all day. This is his best shot. If it ain't this year, it ain't ever going to happen. But I do like Penn State.
Sam, I think you'll have a great weekend. Sorry you'll miss some of the, or most of the football, but it should be really special.
Thanks, guys. I'll text you pictures from the tea ceremony on Sunday.
Oh, please. Yes. Good. Can't wait.
Good. I'll send you my A.J. Barner ticket in return.
I'll pretend I looked at him.
All right. Have a good trip. Thanks, Sam.
See ya.
Sam Paniadovich on the Western Hotline, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. And you can hear his show weekday mornings, 9 to noon, on the Bet 1520 and the Odyssey app, and also on Sunday mornings, or I guess I don't know this week, though, if he'll be working Sunday. Sounds like he won't be.
I'm going to guess no. Yeah.
No, he's going to be officiating a wedding in Chicago. Anybody going to this wedding? Raise your hand. Let us know. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Theo Greminger with some fantasy advice coming up at 4. Sal Capaccio, Brian Koziol. Brian from Bethpage as we go through the day. It is Football Friday here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase, and we host Jeremy and Joe, your daily destination for Buffalo sports talk. All Bills, all Sabres, all the time. Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for Jeremy and Joe, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.